Finishing.com, the homepage of the finishing industry, presents the Metal Finishing Industry Update Podcast.
Hi, this is Kate Miner with update number 156 for the week of February 22nd, 2010. We begin this week with sad news from the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California. Angelo Al DiRado, who started Quaker City Plating in 1954 in Whittier, California, passed away on February 12th at the age of 90. Robert J. Seawright, founder of Chrome Plate Company, located in Inglewood, California, died on February 15th at the age of 89. Robert was a longtime supporter of the Metal Finishing Association of Southern California and received a Life Member Award in April 1999 for his support of the industry. In National Association for Surface Finishing News, the AESF Foundation has announced their upcoming webinars. In March, Troubleshooting Wastewater Treatment. In May, Troubleshooting Plating Baths. In July, Regulations, Government Relations Perspective, and Technology Perspective. In August, Safety Topics. And in December, Troubleshooting Test Panels. These one-hour web-based training sessions will feature AESF Foundation Technical Education Director Frank Altmaier and other industry experts. Official dates and registration coming soon. Design an AESF Foundation customized course. A qualified AESF Foundation instructor will develop and teach a curriculum according to your company's needs. Custom courses have been designed from existing training modules. Pick and choose from a variety of areas to accommodate your company training needs, including aluminum finishing technology, electroplating and surface finishing, electroless nickel, hard chromium plating, pollution prevention concepts and technologies, precious metals, salt fog, wastewater treatment technologies, and zinc and zinc alloy plating course. The Chemical Coaters Association International presentation at SURFIN 2010 will feature Ken Palak of Broadmoor Products, Inc., who will discuss pretreatment from several levels, Roger Talbert of PCI, who will discuss the fundamentals of powder coating, Gary Weaver, who will take participants through the e-coatings process, and Rich Sadler of Herman Miller, who will take participants through applied costs to paint a typical substrate. Here's the calendar of events through March 13th. On February 25th, the joint MAMF-AESF dinner meeting, rescheduled from February 11th, will take place at La Regia in Secaucus, New Jersey. Guest speaker will be Jeff Hannipal of the Policy Group on what is new for 2010 update on plating and polishing rule. On March 4th, the New York State Pollution Prevention Institute will hold a metal finishing workshop at the Rochester Institute of Technology in Rochester, New York. On March 8th, the Indianapolis branch of the AESF will have a dinner meeting in Indianapolis, Indiana. On March 8th through the 11th, the AESF Foundation Electroplating and Surface Finishing Certification Course will be held in Dallas, Texas. On March 9th, the Mid-Tennessee branch of the AESF will have a plant tour of Nissan NA in Smyrna, Tennessee. On March 10th and 11th, Metal Finishing News Shot Peening Workshop will be held in Istanbul, Turkey. On March 10th through the 12th, Spray Finishing Technology Workshop, presented by Binks and DeVilbiss and sponsored by Owens Community College, will take place in Toledo, Ohio. On March 11th, the Orange County branch of the NASF will have a dinner meeting in Orange, California. Topic will be precious metals. On March 13th, the Grand Rapids branch of the AESF will have morning technical sessions and their annual dinner dance at the Hilton in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And also on March 13th, the Metal Finishing Association of Northern California will have their 2010 spring outing at HP Pavilion with the San Jose Sharks versus the Florida Panthers hockey game and lunch in San Jose, California. And for more information on all of these upcoming events, please click on the calendar on our homepage. Well, that wraps up the podcast for this week. Until next time, thanks for joining us.